friend. This is our third shiur on the fascinating topic of the animal that got a mum. And this mum is not going to automatically be healed. It needs medical intervention. It needs a good veterinarian. I have an old chaver who is a direct descendant of the Yid HaKadosh, Dr. Rabinowitz, who is a expert veterinarian. I'll call upon him. So this animal needed a veterinarian, so he said that there's a machlokas in Tosfos. But according to the first Teretz in Tosfos, it's not considered a mum kavu, it's considered a mum over. It's considered a passing mum, which obviously the halachas there are much... one can still be makdish such an animal, and there are other kulas legabe a mum over. So that's when it comes to... that's when it could be misrapi al yaday refua. It's not going to happen automatically. It's considered a mum over. But according to the second teretz of Tosfos, it's considered a mum kavua. Even if you can heal it with a veterinarian, it's going to have a din in the meantime of a mum kavua. According to the first teretz, it has a din of a mum over. And the Marit Dalgazi had a suffix, according to the second Teretz, that is considered a mum kavua. What happens when the mum is misrapi? Do you have to be makdish it again, or do you not have to be makdish it again? Does the kedusha come back automatically? So we discussed that first year, we discussed that in the second year, and now we're going to go to another nafkamina, comes out of this discussion. This machlokas Rabbanan, Reb Meir, and Bechoros, is there an iser to be matil? And then this shir is, again, based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Agon Chaim Meir Horowitz. This is Torah's Makabel from him. And if anybody wants to, we already dedicated this shir in honor of a few people. If anybody wants to dedicate shir in someone's honor, you may contact me. There's a machlokas team, Rabbanan, Reb Meir, in Bechoros, if there's an iser, lahatil mum bibehema shehi kvar balas mum. Is there an iser to place a mum in an animal that is already a balas mum? According to the Rabbanan, it's mutter. According to Rav Meir, it's also the Rambam. The first paragraph of Hilchos Terumah is Birch Halachas Paskins, like the Rabbanan, that there is no iser to be matil a mum in a behemoth that's already a balas mum. And in the Mari Korkus there, and so in the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzresh Pezayin, Osir Aleph, they discuss this, Ayin Sham, and Das HaRosh, Perkeh Bechor, Sim Dalid. He writes that a filu bebehema sheyesh la mum oiver, even if it only has a mum oiver, a much lighter mum, it is permitted min hatorah lahatil ba mum. It's permitted min hatorah to place a mum in an animal that has a mum oiver. Min hatorah, this is permitted. But it has a passing mum, you're allowed to place a mum. So now we have the following suffix, a behema, which is a balas mum, that you could be merapi this mum. Is there an iser lahatil ba mum? So according to the Rosh, it's pashat that it's mutter because it's no less than a baal mum oiver. Just like a baal mum that's automatically going to go away, you're allowed to be matil a mum. Certainly this, which is a mum kavur, which needs a refuah, there you're certainly allowed to be matil a mum. But l'dasa Rambam, that you're not allowed to be matil a mum be baal mum oiver. You're not allowed to be matil a mum in an animal that has a passing mum. Yesh listapik. So that we have the following suffix, amitzad, that mum, that you could be merapid, has a din of a mum kavua. Do we say that since it's a mum kavua, you're allowed to be matil a mum? It has a mum kavua. It has a mum kavua, according to that sad, that it's considered a mum kavua. So it has a mum kavua. So you're allowed to be matil a mum, like any animal with a mum kavua. No. Since after it's refua, it's going to be ruhi lamizbeach, it's less than a baal mum kavua. Because a baal mum kavua is never going to be nikra b'agabi amizbeach. But this animal will be nikra b'gamei mizbeach, and therefore you're not allowed to place a mum. But pashtus, it's talui in the safek, the Rit Dalgazi we discussed in the previous shiurim, that on the tzad, that after the refuah, it does not automatically go back to its first kedusha. You have to re-sanctify the animal, so it's mistaber that it's mutter lahati b'mum, because now it has a din legamrei like a baal mum kavua. But according to the tzad, that after its refuah, it automatically goes back to its first kedusha, to its original kedusha. Salam abay, it's pashut based on what we proved that according to Mirdal Ghazi. You're chayv to be merapi such an animal. So kol shekena, you're not allowed to be matil b'mum. Certainly you have to be merapi the animal in order to bring the zech, you're not allowed to place a mum. But according to what we proved in the previous shir, that the opinion of the Menchas Chinuch is that there's no chiv to be merapi the animal, yesh listapik, haim mutr lahate ba'mum lafkiya mideh mizbeach or not? According to the Menchas Chinuch, that there's no chiv to be merapi this animal, and that's how the Menchas Chinuch explained that there's such a mitzias of a bechor that you were makta levet a zara, even though ainadam rasa davar shenu shelo, and the answer is that it had a mum, that you were merapi afterwards. Asula Rafua. So the only way that you can say that it's your mammon in the meantime, that you're allowed to be makted lavad zara, is if you hold that there's no chiv to be merapi the animal, and therefore it's not royal mizbeach. So according to what we proved them in Chas Chinuch, that there's no chiv to be merapi the animal, yesh listapik, we have the following suffix. Haim mutter lahatil bamum, is in mutter to place a mum on an animal, this animal that already has a mum, that you could be merapi and be mafkir mide mizbech. In other words, now it has a mum. You're not chayv to be merapi the mum, but you could be merapi the mum. So is it mutter to now place a mum that is going to make it mufka mide mizbech, that now you can no longer bring it as a carbon? So again, we're on the tzad that after its refua, it automatically goes back to its first kedusha. The question is, are you allowed to place a mum in the animal that is going to be mafkir the animal midei mizbeach, because the mum it has now is able to be healed? So now you put a mum kavur that's not able to be healed, you're mafkir midei mizbeach. Or maybe we hold no, that since now it has a mum kavur, you're allowed to be matil a mum, even though there's a more serious mum. So there's a raya nifla for this, and that is from the Sefer Yerayim. The Yerayim in Mitzvah Shin Dalet Mem asks, on that we say, that according to Rav Meir, there's an Isser Lahatil Mum Bebalei Mum. If an animal already has a mum, you're now allowed to place another mum in the animal. So, frek the Yerayim, that we see in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel, Shehamakdish Behema Bizman Hazeh, She'ena Ruya Lahakrava, if you're makdish a behema in our day and age, where it's not roi lakrava, lo hi, velo damea, not the animal itself, and not the monetary value of the animal. So, mutter, lahatil bamum ladas Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, here you're allowed to place a mum, because when are you now allowed to place a mum? In the olden days, we had a base of mikdash, but today you're allowed to place a mum. Because if your makdish b'hem is banazet, it's not roi lakor b'loi v'lo damea, so mutter lahatil b'mum. So frek the Yerayim, if that's the case, the b'chor b'al mum, shein roi l'mizbech loi v'lo damav, a b'chor b'al mum is also not roi l'mizbech, not the animal itself, and not the monetary value of the animal, not, it's not, you're not going to sell the animal for another carbon. So im kol zeh, we say that according to Rav Meir, asur lahatil b'mum. So how does this work? Why, if your makdish was manazeh, that's ain't a roi lakor b'loi b'lo damea? Rav Meir holds it's mutter lahatil b'mum. I, Rav Meir, holds that a b'chor b'al mum is also not roi l'mizbeach, lo hu v'lo damav. And nevertheless, asur lahatil b'mum. So what's the difference? Why, in the case where it's a b'chor b'al mum, that it's ain't a roi l'mizbeach loi b'lo damav, Rav Meir says you're not allowed to be matil l'mum? When a makdish b'chor b'zman hazeh, that it's not roi lakor v'loi v'lo damea, it's mutter lahatil b'mum. So how do you explain this seeming contradiction? So answers the Yerayim, I'm quoting the lashon of the Yerayim, yesh l'taritz midrabanan v'asur mibibuchoros gzeira atu sh'ar kachim bali mumin. The chazu demayan lahakrava. Teirat zacher nachon yoser. The bechor shasla chazadam askinam bechoros. The chazikufu lahakrava. al yidei refuah. So what's his teretz? His teretz is, do you know why Reb Meir holds a b'chor ba'al mum? That's not Reb Mizbech lo v'lo damav. Do you know why Reb Meir holds that b'chor that's in a Reb Mizbech lo v'lo damav? It's asur lahatil ba'al mum? The answer is midrabanan, it's asur lahatil ba'al mum. Midrabanan, it's asur lahatil ba'al mum. And why is it asur? Gzeira atushar kachim. Gzeira because of other kachim. Because other kachim that are bali mumin chazu demeyam lakrava. Their monetary value is roi lakrava. Hashem kena b'chor. Is not. But other animals, demeyam, are ruim lakrava. You can use the money when you sell this balmum to buy carbon. But by b'choros, it's not roi lakrava. Lohu v'lo demeya. By a b'chor, so we assert a b'chor, we assert placing a mum in a b'chor because of other kachim where the monetary value is roi lakrava. That's the first teretz. And the second teretz is that you know when a b'chor ba'al mum Rabbi Meir said, "Asur lahatul b'mum." It's talking about a mum she'achaz odam. It has this blood problem, and there, it's roi lahakrav al yidei refuah. There it is roi lahakrav because you can be merapi the animal. So therefore, it's not a kash anymore. Hamakish be'em is manazena roi lahakrav lo v'lo damem mutur lahatul b'mum according to Rabbi Meir. And a b'chor ba'al mum, the reason asur lahatil ba'al mum is because it's roi gufo lahakrava yidei refuah. It's talking about an animal that you could be merape. So that was all written. The Urayim writes this teretz l'das Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that asur lahatil mum b'ba'al mum. Mina, from this we can learn that according to the Rabbanan, that it's mutter lahatil mum bebal mum. It is therefore mutter according to the rabbis to be matil mum bebehema sheyesh ba mum kavu of shef shel raposa. Because he writes, according to Rav Meir, you're not allowed to place a mum in this animal because it's roi lakrava yidei refuah. So that would mean that the rabbis who are matir, who argue with Rav Meir, hold that an animal that's going to be healed, you're allowed to place a mum. Shari lahatil mum behema sheyesh la mum kavu of shef shel raposa. So here we have a great gilui that's the shita of the chachamim, the rabbanan, that you're allowed to be matil lamum bebal mum. They hold you're allowed to be matil lamum bebal mum. So you're also allowed to be matil lamum. You're allowed to place a blemish on a behema that has a mum kavua that you're able to be merape. Because again, according to the Urayim, that's what Rav Meir assert. Rav Meir assert when he said that you're not allowed to be matil lamum bebal mum. He's talking about a ba'al mum that's roi lakrava al yidei refuah. And such an animal, Rav Meir says, that asur lahatil ba'al mum. Why asur lahatil ba'al mum? Because if you heal the animal, then it's going to it's going to, you're going to be able to bring it on the Mizbech. So you now have a place of mum in such an animal. And on that the rabbis argue. On that the rabbis say, you're allowed to place a mum. So it must be that even though it's Roy Lerefua, you're still allowed to place a mum kavua in an animal that's Roy Lerefua. And Mir Tzeshem, I'm hoping that in the next cheer we'll see another beautiful nafkamina. We have two more. And actually three more. And I think at least, and there's a lot more to say, I'm saying that's just the beginning. So hopefully we will be zoche. L'harchif. Shalom, shalom.